Okay, so have you ever been listening to like your favorite playlist? You're totally vibing, and then suddenly silence. Like the song just vanishes into thin air. It's the worst, right? Well, this might be about to become a regular thing for YouTube music fans, because we're diving into some news today about YouTube Music, and well, they're losing some music rights. And you might be thinking, okay, but like, does this even affect me? And the answer is yeah, it actually might. You see, YouTube Music's deal with this group, they're called CSAC. It just went totally south. Now, I'll be honest, I hadn't really heard of CTAC before I, really started digging into this, but they're kind of a big deal, especially for people like me who, love to stream music.
Yeah, for sure. They're what's called a performance rights organization, and they're basically like the gatekeepers for a ton of the music we listen to every single day, working behind the scenes, making sure that artists and songwriters get paid when their music is played.
So they're like the middleman between like the musicians and all the platforms, right?
Exactly. They handle all those super complicated licensing agreements so that platforms like YouTube Music and, legally play all those songs you love. And we're not just talking about, smaller independent artists either. CSAC represents some really big names, like chart toppers. Think about your absolute favorite artists right now. There's a pretty good chance at least a few of them are connected to CSAC.
So this isn't just like some random corporate spat then. This could actually mean your go-to playlist is going to get the whole lot quieter. And that is kind of a bummer.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on. Remember a while back when Spotify went through something similar? A bunch of music just poof, vanished overnight.
Oh, yeah.
People were not happy about it. This whole thing with YouTube Music, yeah, it has the potential to be just as disruptive, I guess.
Yeah. I totally remember that. It was chaos. Like suddenly half my playlists were like full of holes. So like, what actually happened? Why are YouTube Music and CSAC at each other's throats like this? It seems kind of serious.
Well, the details are a bit murky, these things often are. But YouTube Music made a point of emphasizing their bargaining power, which is kind of, it's a pretty loaded term, don't you think?
Yeah.
It suggests they're not afraid to maybe flex their muscles a little in these negotiations.
Okay, so maybe a little posturing happening here. It seems like these agreements, they kind of always come down to money in the end, though, right?
Often, yeah, that's true. But it can be about way more than just, money. These deals are crazy complex and they involve all sorts of factors, like how are royalties calculated? How much control do the platforms even have over playlists and recommendations? Even just how the music itself is presented to you, the listener.
Wow. So there's a lot we don't see happening behind the scenes. It's kind of like a high-stakes chess game with, millions of dollars and all of our favorite music hanging in the balance. Wild.
Yeah, and it's only getting more intense, Think about it, like streaming music. That's how most of us get our music these days. It's a ton of power in the hands of just a few companies.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't really thought about it like that before. It's easy to forget there are real people, like actual humans, behind all of this music. It's not just like algorithms and stuff.
Right. And livelihoods too.
Exactly, yeah. So, where do the artists even fit into all of this? Because they're the ones making the music, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of ironic when you think about it. The artists are at the heart of it all, but they often have the least amount of power in these negotiations. They're kind of stuck between wanting to get their music out to the most people,
Yeah.
but also wanting to be paid fairly for all their work.
Right, yeah, for sure. Which, I mean, that seems like a pretty fundamental issue. Is this like a common thing? Is this tension just getting worse as streaming gets bigger and bigger?
I think so, yeah. It's definitely a trend we're seeing, like across the music industry. It's not just YouTube Music and CSAC. We've seen kind of similar things happen between artists and Spotify, Apple Music too, even. It's like everyone is trying to figure out how to make this new system work, not just financially, but creatively too,
Yeah, totally. It's like this whole ecosystem is still trying to figure itself out.
Exactly. And it's important to remember all these battles, the licensing, the royalties, the whole bargaining power thing, they have real consequences. It affects how much artists get paid, how much we pay for our subscriptions, and in the end, it changes what music we even have access to.
Yeah, okay. So no more doom and gloom, I promise. But like, worst case scenario. What happens if this just keeps happening? Are we going to have to like go back to buying albums to listen to our favorite music?
I don't think it'll go that far. I don't think the music industry is going to just abandon streaming, It's just too convenient for everyone involved, especially listeners.
True, yeah. It's hard to imagine digging through crates at the record store again.
Right. But I do think all this tension, it could lead to some pretty big changes. Like, we might see more artists going independent, releasing their music directly to their fans. Or maybe we'll see some new streaming services pop up that are a little more artist-friendly, you know, give them a larger share of the profits. It's hard to say for sure, though.
Yeah, that's true. It definitely makes you think twice about just like hitting that shuffle button, though, right? Like with
Agreed.
every, listen, we're kind of a part of this whole system.
I'm so glad you said that. Because it's true, you, the listener, you're like a crucial part of this whole thing. The way you listen to music, what you choose to pay for, it all sends a message to the music industry and shapes where it goes next.
So, okay, we've talked about YouTube Music, CSAC, all these licensing battles. It's a lot. What's a, like the main takeaway here for listeners? Should we be freaking out? Like, should I download my entire music library just in case?
I wouldn't panic just yet. It's still so early, and this whole YouTube Music and CSAC thing could just be a blip, you know? Maybe they'll work it out and everything will be back to normal before we know it.
Fingers crossed. But you're saying this could be like a sign of things to come, like bigger changes in the music industry.
It definitely makes you wonder, right? Like, how often are these battles going to happen? Are artists ever going to get a better deal? And what does it even mean for us? We just want to listen to our music.
Right, without all the drama.
Yeah.
So, any predictions? How do you think this is all going to shake out?
Well, you know me, I don't have a crystal ball. But I think it's safe to say that the music industry is always changing. Whether it's streaming, subscriptions, or something totally new, the way we listen to music is going to keep evolving. The next few years are going to be really interesting.
Okay, so where does that leave us? What can we, like, as music lovers, what can we do besides, listen to music, obviously.
Stay curious. Keep asking these questions, even if it seems kind of boring or technical. Pay attention to these stories, you know,
Yeah.
because the choices you make as a listener, they matter.
Yeah, that's a good point. So keep those ears open, everyone. Not just for the music, but for the stories behind it all. Understanding what's going on just makes us all smarter music fans. Until next time, happy listening.